I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg of the Wall Street Journal editorial page. Life in London. Joe lives in London. A remark by the Home Secretary, the new Home Secretary, Shabana Mahmood, about what is to be done with the immigrants who are crossing the English Channel extremely dangerously. You climb in a rubber raft and go out to the North Sea or the English Channel in any weather, and you are aware that you're dead if something happens, anything happens at all. If you're wearing a life vest in a rubber raft and you're balancing on the side of this because you're male or you're female and the children are in the middle, you're putting your whole family and your life at risk. And yet hundreds of thousands, we're told, have done this. And they enter the United Kingdom with the hope of a better world. They're fleeing dislocations generally in the global south, but everywhere. Wars, civil wars, violence. They arrive, and now the policy. Joe, as I understand it, the policy is complicated and has been developed over many years. But I have a headline in the London Times right now. It suggests there's great controversy about Mahmood's remarks and labor versus labor. Mahmood using children as weapons, says Lord Dubs. He's a senior member of the Parliament for Labor. He is also identified as a man who was one of the children from the Jews who escaped the Holocaust many years ago. He's speaking out against the policy. How is the policy being received? It's very complicated, but it has to do with either financial inducement or dislocation of the people already in Britain.
Well, I mean, the problem that they've got is that immigration is as controversial in the UK as it is everywhere else. And part of it, only part of it, but not a small part of it, is this issue of people who cross the English Channel illegally in these small, very dangerous boats. And then once they arrive in the UK, they claim asylum. And the issue that you run into is a pull factor where Britain's asylum process is very generous and also very prone, frankly, to dragging on for years, which give people who've decided to go this route a lot of options to sort of settle themselves and then disappear into British society while the legal system is dealing with their claims. And so I think that the Labour Party government, of which Shabana Mahmood is part, has realized that they've got to get a handle on this because frustration with the immigration issue is pushing a lot of traditional Labour voters to support Nigel Farage's Reform Party. But you see that you run into this problem where some of the sensible ideas that she is talking about, such as putting a time limit on asylum applications or saying that people who have claimed asylum here should be expected to return to their home countries once the British government has determined that it is safe for them to do so, that becomes very controversial in parts of the Labour Party, where a lot of the activists and grassroots who remain in the party who have not already fled to Farage's Reform might prefer a more open attitude. So I think that this is a policy problem. How can you solve this humanitarian disaster in the Channel? But it's also a political problem. How can you come up with a way of reassuring the voters that the Labour Party has this issue under control without Labour tearing itself apart?
Labour is tearing itself in pieces. I don't know apart, but it's right now evidencing general discomfort with the Prime Minister, Keir Starmer. Is this part of the problem, Joe, that there's no policy that they can rely on with immigration, and he's blamed for the lack of clarity?
Well, I mean, I think that immigration is definitely the issue where this is popping up this week, although there always seems to be something. And I think that it's one of those issues, along with general discontent with the state of the economy, that is really very frustrating to a lot of voters. And these are the worst possible issues for Prime Minister Keir Starmer and the Labour Party to have to govern on, because the economy and immigration are two issues where Labour is maximally divided internally. So I think it is a real jam that they are in, and it's going to be difficult for them to come up with legislation that can A, pass through the Labour Party backbenches in Parliament, and B, reassure voters the party has the migration issue under control.
And Farage is gaining in the polls because of this, or is it too early?
Well, I mean, opinion polls suggest that Farage is doing pretty well, mainly because people don't trust Labour to get a handle on the migration issue. Now, we have years to go until the next election. It's not due until 2029 at the latest. So things can change. But that kind of change that would arrest Farage's rise is going to require some really difficult thinking within the Labour Party and probably some very painful compromises.
Joseph Sternberg writes Political Economics, his column in the Wall Street Journal editorial page. He's in London. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.